Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Mem Hei, which we began discussing yesterday, which deals with writing on Chol HaMoed in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we begin on the very top line with the Ramah. Hagah, the Ramah tells us that one is only allowed to write on Chol HaMoed, O Shiulo Hotso Sov Yoser Berevach L'Simchas Yontif, that a person would be allowed to go write something if he needs the money, not only for the basic needs, but even if it's going to increase his Simchas Yontif, he'll be able to spend more money on Chol HaMoed and Yontif needs, so then he's allowed to go and write if that will allow him to do so. And this brought down the name of the tour. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yadal tells us, Rotz Lomar, Afilu Yesh Lo Mayochal, even if he has stuff to eat, because the Ba'alma also lasos malacha, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed if you have what to eat. However, here, hacha, do mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah for Simchas Yontif, to have better food, to have extra, hekelu kidei she'e lo yoser v'chule. So we have previously said, and we say it again here, that for this additional Simchas Yontif that you'll have, you'd be allowed to go and work a little bit that you wouldn't be allowed to do otherwise. And Dear Shu footnote number 12 reminds us, we said it doesn't mean that you have to spend every cent that you make extra on Simchas Yontif, but just have to spend part of it on Simchas Yontif, and the rest you can keep. So that's allowed. Then we see in the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskul, Oshi Lo Hotso Sav, so he brings down that the pashtus of this inyan is that it's talking about everything that we said previously as well, and therefore we're dealing with the Be'en Lo Mayocho Klal, Bivadei Sharin Le'Acherim, that you'd be allowed to go and do work for other people if you have nothing, Afilu Bishvil Achar HaMoed, and even for doing for them after the Moed. It doesn't have to be for them for Tzorech HaMoed. And then he says, if you really look into it, the very last line, he says, Abo Kimayin Inan, if you really go and look into this, it's not so clear that that's true. And he says, if you go and see in the Torah, which is what the Ramah is based upon, as I pointed out, it says the Ma'ariv Shekosiv La'Cherim Kedei Sheyekaimu B'Chol HaMoed Gufa Mitzvah Tefillin. That it's only allowed, let's say, to write Tefillin for them because they're going to need the Tefillin for themselves. They wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And he goes through a further discussion here, and he concludes at the end of this long Bir Halacha, and he says Harei Lanu Halavush the Bach the Mamar Mordechai, all of them hold Be'en Lahatu Lichtov La'Acher. You're not allowed to go write something for somebody else just so you can have a little bit more Mishul Harvacha, that you should have a better Yontif, unless they're going to use it on Chol HaMoed itself. It has to be that they need those tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but not that they need it for afterwards. And that seems to be what the Torah says. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, he indicates inside over here in the Mishnah Berurah. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Aval ofen ze ein lo hakel rach hecha da hakone locho kedei lekayim mitzvah tefillin b'chol HaMoed gufa. This is the point that the Bir Halacha made. Here's where the Chafetz Chaim says it inside the Mishnah Berurah, that it really, when you're doing this for the extra avach, it has to be that the person that you're writing the tefillin for is going to benefit from it on Chol HaMoed. Aval lo kishel locho bishul achar HaMoed, but not that the person is going to use it for after Chol HaMoed. He doesn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he's buying it for after Chol HaMoed. That's not allowed, and that's what he says over here, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, where he discusses this in greater detail, as I just alluded to a little bit. Then we go to Sivkot and Tetzvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avo kishein sarach gam lezeh. But if you have enough food, that even that the extra won't make you have any nicer yontif. Shu Asher, the guy is Baruch Hashem, he's a wealthy person. So then also lichtov, you wouldn't be allowed to go write the tefillin for that other person, the likach schar, and to go do it for money. The issue foot number 13 reminds us that we learned previously in the Bir Halach in Siman Tov Kuf Lametes, in the name of the Taz, Shadavko Misha Muflog B'Ashiras. Here we're not talking about just a regular person, he has Baruch Hashem enough. We're only talking about an extremely wealthy person. Then he isn't allowed to do this, but a regular wealthy person would be allowed to go, because Bizmanenu, Nechshav HaKol Kedei Chayev, nobody, with the rare exception of some people, is so well off that they're not going to diminish somewhat their things that they buy for Chol HaMoed if they have no income coming in whatsoever. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Abo lichto b'chinam, but if you want to write it for not getting paid, b'shul chaver for a friend, kidei sheyu chol lekayim b'chol HaMoed, mitzvah tefillin, that's certainly das ha-tur d'shari. That even the Torah says it's perfectly good. That's not a problem, especially if he's doing it for Chol HaMoed. V'la'achar HaMoed l'kuli amasu. However, in that situation, for after Chol HaMoed, it would not be allowed as well. We go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Vim kisobun kidei la nichon b'moed. If you're putting, if you're writing them in order to put them on a Chol HaMoed, then he brings down from the smag, b'chol inyan shari. Then everybody would agree that that is allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Tazayin tells us, af d'mitchilo ma'iri gam kein d'kosun kidei l'anichem b'yavid. Even though originally we're talking about that he wrote it for Chol HaMoed, so what's the Ramah telling us over here? Isn't it obvious? So he says, zekoi adiri mechaber. That's going back on the words of the mechaber that he writes, shekosu b'reish ha-sif, the beginning of this sif, kosi v'adim t'filo mezuzus la'atzmo, you're allowed to write it for yourself. That would have been mashma mizeh, the la'acherim lo yitzuyer shon heter im losh ein l'mayachol. That would have implied that for somebody else, you're not allowed to do this unless you have no food. And therefore, that's why the Ramah says, Azeh Kosav, that's why the Ramah now writes, Dezeo Davko Kishikosi Bishul Achar HaMoed. That's only if you're writing it after the Moed. Then you need to have a personal reason to, you need the money to spend it on Chol HaMoed and Yontif needs. Abo Kishikosi Le'achar Kidei L'Anichem B'Moed. But he's wanted to remind us that if you're writing it for somebody else who's going to wear them on Chol HaMoed, then Gufa Mutar Apischa, then you're allowed to do it. And not only that, you can even get paid for it. And you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, Oschof, where he says, he's talking about Lenoagim Loniach Tvilim Chol HaMoed, for somebody that's going to wear Tvilim Chol HaMoed. And this is true, Bein Yesh Lo Ma Le'achol, Bein Ein Lo Ma Le'achol. This is whether he has something to eat or doesn't have something to eat. And so Masha Siyim, B'chol Inyan Shari. That's why the Ramah concludes, and he says, in all situations, it is permissible. We didn't read that yet, but that's what he's going to say in a moment. The issue footnote number 14 brings down from the Shaar HaTzion over here in Oschof Aleph. It's a little bit more expanded upon in the issue footnote number 14, so we'll read it there rather than the Shaar HaTzion, where he writes that the heter that's stated over here is Eino Ela Kishetzorich Larvacho. That's when you need a little extra. Aval Osher Gomer, but this fantastically wealthy person, he's not allowed to write it for other people for schar. And we said the same thing in the previous simon in Tavkuf Mem Dalet, that you're not allowed to go build a base at Knesset via a Maisi Uman, even if you needed to daven in on Chol HaMoed, and even if you're not going to pay for it. So why do we allow this for yourself and not for Acherim? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, it's brought down the Shmir Shabbos Geuchasa, Shemitzah Shemekayim Ba'atzmo Harei Mechuyiv Lahotzi Ola Mamon. For something that you're doing yourself, you're an obligation to go spend money for it. And since you're going to spend money for it, in order that you should be able to do it, if you don't do it, Nechshav Bitulo Kehefzid Mamoni. That's called a loss. However, for somebody else, you're not mechuyev to expend money to help somebody else do a mitzvah, and therefore the bittul of that is not considered a hefset in your money. Now we go back to read it further in the Ramah, when he says, the eino osur rakaksiva, by the way, only it's the writing that is forbidden, avolasiyos, and to actually make the tefillin, that is shari, that is permissible, and he brings us down the Beis Yosef in the name of Tosos. What exactly does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkon Yudzayin that he's talking that koi lekosev kidei l'anichem achar hamoed. When we said you're not allowed to write it, it's when you're writing it for somebody else to be used after Chol HaMoed. It doesn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And in that situation, the also bischar, as we said, you're not allowed to do this for money unless Elev Kain Ein Lo Mayochal, unless you need it, or possibly for Harvacha. V'aha, now here he's saying the Asiyah, Kamar Adeno Oso Rak HaKsiva, only the writing is Avol Asiyoson, the actual making of the tefillin, that is allowed. And the reasoning is, V'atam, the Kivin Tzorach Mitzvahu Lo Gosu, since it's needed for a mitzvah, the rabbis didn't make exer in this situation. And Dirshu footnote number 15 adds over here that this asiya is permissible. The Orach HaShulchan adds, Shahainu hachnosas haparshios lebatim utfiris habatim. What are we talking about making it? He's talking about inserting the parshios into the chambers, or the shalrosh, for example, the four chambers, and the shalyad into the one chamber, and then sewing it up. V'chein lachtochas haritzuos. Likewise, to go and cut the straps, the ritzuos of the tefillin to the right size, and lachlisim tefillin to put them into the boxes, that's allowed as well. But the actual making, the batimacher, the daddy not allowed to do, the one who's actually making the batim themselves, that's a tremendous amount of work, and you wouldn't be allowed to do that unless you needed it on Chol HaMoed. That's a tircha yaseira, much more than the writing. The writing is relatively simple. Making the boxes is quite a difficult task, and that you'd only be allowed to do if you actually need them to put on Chol HaMoed. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mutu lichtov cheshbonosav. A person is allowed to go and write down calculations that he needs for his business or whatever. The lachshov yitziosav, and to think about how he's going to have to pay expenses or do things with his expenses. Mishmur explains the Sifkot Yudches, the heavy dover of it. If he doesn't write this down, this cheshbonos now, it's going to be a financial loss for him. Shemo yishkach, because he may come to forget it, and then he's going to be up the creek without a paddle. He'll be in a lot of trouble. The issue footnote number 17 brings down, from this din, the Bihalacha in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin taught us, Shahet Lasus Malacha Letzorech Sofek Dover Oved, that which we allow somebody for the potential, it's Shema Yishkach, so it's only a potential that he'll lose money. It's not because it's a Sofek Derabbanan Lekula, because there are those that say that doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa Daraisa, so it can't be Sofek Derabbanan Lekula. And therefore, the reasoning is, he brings down an in the Chazon Ish, Shekasher Hadover B'Sofek, it's a doubt. Maybe he will, maybe he won't lose money on this. Hari Hula Inyan Hadin Ka'ovud Bevada. It's that we consider this a definite financial loss. A Sofek financial loss is viewed, just like with Pikuach Nefashos, a potential Pikuach Nefashos is viewed as a Vada Pikuach Nefashos L'maisa. Kivin Sheshaktu Chachomim Lochus Al Momen Yisrael. Because the rabbi said, we are very concerned about Jewish money. We don't want people to lose their money. Shari Motsanu. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, even in a place where it's not certain that it's lost. So this idea of saving Chai Yisrael's money is a very important idea, and we treat a Sofek Dover Oved as a Vadai. Mishmur continues and he says, Vim Eino Dover Oved, if it's not going to be a financial loss, then it would be also, unless Elohim Kein Hu L'Tzorech Moed, unless it's needed for Chol HaMoed. And in that situation, Shesorech Lachshov Mashem Motzi Al HaMoed, you have to think about what your expenses are for the moed. Aval oz in oshari lukuliyama ki maise hejo. But then you're allowed to do that only by a maise hejo. You can't do a maise uman. Like we discussed in what's considered writing as an uman, what's considered writing as a hedjot, and Ayin El and Sif Kotin Dalid, where this was discussed further. And he says, that's why he says, don't use the calligraphy type of writing and don't use the ashuris, but you should write it in what we said was the mishita, which was the thin letters that are common in our times. If it's all already written down, you just want to arrange it, then that's also b'moed, because there's no concern over here, the financial law, Shema Yishkach, because it's written down. And he says, Vapilu b'she'enam kesuvim mikvar, and even in the situation where they weren't written down, Yirah koponim sholol chavin osim b'moed. He brings out from the El Yerabah, even where you'd be allowed to, you shouldn't say, oh, I could do this before Yontif, but I'm going to have more time on Chol HaMoed, I'll do it on Chol HaMoed. That you're not allowed to do as well. The Ramah now says, Hagoha, v'hu hadin haksovim shekosin kishamalvin al mashkonos shari. He says, likewise, documents, things that you write down when you're getting a collateral for a loan, so you're also allowed to write that down. He brings it down in the Tagos Mordechai at the end of Perach Misha Hafach, as well as the Kobo and the Ma Haril. Mishnah Brewer comments in Sivkot and Yotes, and he says, these are all the heavy dover of it. If you don't write it down, it's going to be a loss, Shema Yishka, because you're going to forget about it, and that's why you're allowed to write it down. And he says, to partial, it's obvious that you're allowed to, the Hu Adin has schoros, various merchandise, Shemuta Lamachim, Bechol HaMoed, Yon Shem Letzorech HaMoed. This is no different than the merchandise you're allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed that's needed for Chol HaMoed, as we already explained, Chanal in Sim Tov Kuf Lamites, Sif Yud and Yud Aleph, and therefore Mutar HaChenvani, therefore the storekeepers allowed Lichtov HaKofos to write down all the credit that he's selling stuff on, Shemei Kif Kedesh L'Yishkach. So when he's allowed to go sell stuff and the person can't pay, he's allowed to write down that, you know, so-and-so owes me $100 for all the groceries that he took. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, V'gamim Shilem HaLokeach Es Alos HaMotzar. Even if he already paid for the actual cost of the product, but V'nishar Chayev Rakishir Harvach, he didn't pay, so to say, for the markup. So let's say, for argument's sake, that the storekeeper has a product that he sells for $15. It costs him $10, and he sells it for $15. And the guy that's purchasing it says, listen, I only got $10 now. I'll owe you $5. So one could argue that the storekeeper is not having a loss in that situation. Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to write down the extra $5. So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as written in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, from a newer Zatzal, She'ein tam lesor mitam shenechsav rak min yaseh revach. We don't say you can't write this down because that extra $5 is just preventing you from getting a profit and you're not allowed to do min yaseh revach. No, he says, you're allowed to write it down. Hitiru lichtov, you're allowed to write down, and we don't make a difference between whether it's the principal that's being written down or the harvacha, the extra money that you're making off it, you're allowed to write it down. It's a dover ha'ovid. Now we go to Sifhei. We won't finish Sifhei, but we'll start Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Mutur lichtov shtar kiddushin. A person is allowed to write down a shtar kiddushin. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chof, the reason why this and all the other things are allowed to be written down, the various types of documents that you're allowed to write down, because something that comes up on a regular basis, even though even though it's not for general usage, it's each time it's for an individual person's usage. So you can't say it's a tzorech of the rabbim, but nevertheless, we view it kitzorech rabbim chashiva, because there's going to be 25 individuals who will need this, each one individually, but that's therefore a tzorech rabbim. That's what it's viewed as. And you can see this in Dirshu, footnote number 20. He says, in regards to taking a loan from the bank, where each individual who's going, let's say, to take the loan from the bank, so you can say, hey, it's one person, so it's not a tzorech rabbim, but since many people will do this, he says, this is considered something that is tzorech rabbim, even though each time it's for an individual, but since it's so many individuals using it, it's allowed. However, he says, the banks really, the Jewish-run banks, they shouldn't be open except for the things that are permissible, al chalamoy. And he adds, certainly, if you're able to go and borrow the money from an individual rather than go to the bank, that would be preferable. Mishabur continues and says, "V'efshar the mikre tzorech hamoed, it may also be called tzorech hamoed, ho shadover zet srichel hembamoed, because you really need it on chalamoed, so it may also have the status of being tzorech hamoed. But then he brings down the yeshomer mishum the heavy dover of it. Others say that the reason why you're allowed to do this is because it's a davar avid. Pen yamusu ha'edim, for example, if the edim aren't there, Rahman al-Salam, the edim died, or the edim traveled away, so you have no proof. So the document would be instead of the edim, so it's a davar avid if the edim, Rahman al-Salam, were to die. Or yelchul din sayam, they traveled, they're not around. Or yomus ha'nosein, or the person who gave it over, or a basin, and all the people that would have otherwise proven that this transaction occurred, if you don't have a document, so it's a davar avid, because if they die, if they're not there, you'd lose out. So therefore, you're allowed to write this down. So, again, back to the Mechaber. You're allowed to write down the shtar kedushin, or shtare pesikta. What is shtare pesikta? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafal tells us, hu kamon ksivas tenoyim. This would be writing a tenoyim for a wedding, bizmanenu. In some communities, they don't write the tenoyim at the wedding, and in many communities they write the tenoyim at the wedding, which is really not therefore a halachically binding document, because it says that everybody will show up at the wedding, but they're all there. But especially in Hasidic circles, they often will write the tenoyim months in advance. So this is to establish that everybody will show up. So if you don't write down these shtari psikta, so it could be, as we had said, either a financial loss or it could be lack of proof, etc. So you're allowed to write the shtari psikta on Chol HaMoed. You can write down gittin, Rachman al-Lasan, if somebody needs a get, the shovarim, you need receipts, so you're allowed to write all of these things down. You can write down a daitiki. What's a daitiki? So the Mishnah Berurah reminds us in Sivkot and Chav Beis that this means daitiki is who tzavos shrivimra. This is when a person, Rachman al-Lasan, on their deathbed, he wants to give away money, so you don't always have to go and write it down in the shtar. We say, in order to make sure that the sick person doesn't have any anguish and Rahman al-Islam would die faster because he's worried about his word not being carried out, so we say in this situation, Amira Shchivmeira, the saying of Shchivmeira, is Kichsiva Umasira Dami. It's as if it was written down and handed over. So you want to write it down, though, so you'd be allowed to write it down in Chol HaMoed. Likewise, Matanos, gifts. So the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Chof Beis, and he says, Umatanos Umatnos Bari. This is a healthy person who wants to give something over. So the person who's getting the gift would like to have documented proof of it. Otherwise, he's going to lose potentially this gift when everybody forgets about it. So therefore, you can write it down. Likewise, a prusbulin. This is at the end of the Shemitah year to allow any debts that you have outstanding to still be collected. And igros shum, igros mazon. And likewise, documents that are evaluation documents, legal documents that say such and such is worth a certain amount, or such and such is the amount of mazonos that I will agree to support and pay for. So all of these things are able to be written down. And the Ramah just adds over here, and he says, Pirush, shtari psikta. What is shtari psikta? Shadam posik, lo seis levno, o libito, kach v'kach. That is when a person says, I'm going to give this much food to my children, or this much money to my children, to my son, my daughter. And daitiki is a shtar tzavah, the Ramah says. That's a deathbed type of a document or a wish. Da tehei lemei kam lios. The word daitiki is a mnemonic or a nutricon for da tehei lemei kam. From here, you will go take it. And perish pruzbol, pruz buli ubuti. This is also a word that actually means something. It means pruz buli ubuti. Kloma, what does that mean? Takona samalva. The malva says, shlo ya'abi b'mano, v'takona lalova, shiimtsa mishalvenu. This was made in order that people should not be afraid to lend money during the end of the Shemitah cycle, because they say, well, I'll never get it back, so I don't want to lend money. And the poor people will be happy. They say, sure, no, we'll make sure that you get it back. So they write this pruz bul, which is allowing the rich and the poor people to both be happy with this deal. And finally, Paris Igros Shum, what is that? Sheshamu Beis de Nichse Love, Unusan Lavava, that they estimate how much the creditor's property is worth, when he can't pay back his loan, and they give it to the malva. And he goes, mazon, what's that? Shemachu based in a sakarka limazon ha'isha v'abanos, they sell the property that the man had to pay off the ksuba for his wife or for the support for his children, v'kasu ma'isi basin azeh, and they wrote a ma'isi basin on this, and therefore it's allowed to be written down. Alternatively, inami, mishikibal alav, lozun espas ishto, or the person said, I will go and support, he marries a new woman, and she has children previously, so he says, I agree to go and support her children from the previous marriage. That's the end of the Ramah. We have more things in the Mechaber. We'll pick up here tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.